Hi, I'm Nima Nair, and this is Timothy Garrison, and we are massage therapists at Puri Juve Wellness Center, and we're here to talk to you today about self-massage, how to do it, why to do it, and what happens when we do it. So we often come to massage because we're in pain, and you can think of pain as being a blockage in the flow of energy. So the energy stops flowing, and that's where the pain, that is actually what pain is. And when the energy is blocked like that, it affects our mind. So you know when you have pain, you feel discouraged, you're a little bit depressed about it, that's all part of the pain syndrome. That's how the body and the prana and the mind are working together. So when we have muscle tension, it could be from stress or injury, but it also could be from emotional causes. When you have an emotional trauma, sometimes it's too much for us to manage it all at that time. And so the mind is very good at suppressing emotions. So the mind suppresses emotions with muscle tension. So whatever the reason for the tension, the other thing that happens is that we avoid moving that place. So that place becomes, because of the pain, movement causes pain, we avoid it, but then the tissues start to stick together and there's less flow of blood and lymph. And that happens because of the fascia. There's something that goes on with the fascia, right?
Right, so we can think of the fascia as this three-dimensional support structure that all other systems of the body have to pass through. Mm-hmm. So when that tissue gets twisted and compressed, other systems of the body, such as lymphatic system, blood vessels, muscles, bone, nerves, all get twisted and compressed along with the tissue. So it's kind of like twisting a garden hose. So fluid can't get into the tissue, but also toxins can't be whisked out. So they build up in the tissue, creating more pain. So through the self-massage techniques, by applying a constant pressure over time, or by applying a rhythmic pressure, we actually change the composition of that tissue so it softens and starts to open up. So it's like taking pressure off of the garden hose, and this allows fluids to get into those tissues, but it also allows the toxins to be whisked away. So this brings up the important information about hydration, because we want to make sure we stay hydrated throughout this process, because we want to restore nutrients to these tissues that have been cut off from water. We also want to move these toxins through the system efficiently. And one more interesting thing about fascia is it's primarily made of collagen fibers, which give it strength and support, but it's also in a liquid ground substance. So when we keep this substance hydrated, it becomes like a lubricant, and these tissues can glide past one another very easily. But when it becomes dehydrated, it actually becomes sticky. So tissues begin to get bound and stuck together, and this is usually the root of most of your musculoskeletal problems.
Right.
So hydration is definitely important.
The other interesting thing about water in the body is that it is the basis of a very complex communication system within the tissues. So you know how water conducts electricity very well? Well, water has the same effect in the body. It conducts electrons and protons, and so that communication system is facilitated when we stay hydrated. So at the end of every segment that we do, we want you to drink water, of course, and then drink water throughout the day. It's so good for you. So how to use this resource? We have 10 segments, and if you do all 10 of the segments, you'll have a full body massage. And if you have pain anywhere in the body, we recommend that you go through all the segments first, and then you'll realize what areas might be contributing to the pain. Like if you have knee pain, for example, you might definitely work on the hips as well as the legs and the hamstrings and the calves and the ankles to affect that knee. And then each segment includes massage and breathing techniques. So the breathing techniques help the pranic flow. And then after you do both sides of whatever segment we're doing, you can do asanas to stretch and open up the circulation. And if you do your massage before the asana, it will increase your stretch and mobility. But if you are in a pose and you feel a restriction somewhere, then you can get out of the pose, go massage that area for a little bit, and then come back to the pose, and you'll find that it's much easier to do. We'll be massaging with our hands, and then we'll also be using tennis balls.
So a little bit about the tennis ball. We want to put the tennis ball in the places where you're having symptoms, and then we're going to let the body kind of find the place of hypersensitivity. So once you find that place, you're just going to park the ball in that area, but we want to make sure we have a comfortable pressure. So if we have too much pressure, the area is actually going to armor up and we're not going to get anything done. But if we have too little pressure, there's not enough stimulation to allow change over time. So we want to find that sweet spot in between, kind of a hurt so good sort of feeling. So once we find that level of pressure, we're just going to hold that pressure for at least 30 seconds. If we want to affect the composition of the fascia, we need to hold for at least 90 seconds, and we can hold upwards of 2 to 5 minutes. So if you're holding pressure and you're starting to feel pain increase in an area, and after a few breaths the pain continues to increase, or if you're starting to feel a strong pulse, or if you're starting to feel the area go numb, these are all indications that you should probably get off the ball right away and just find another place to use the tennis ball.
Right. And then you wouldn't use the tennis ball if you were inflamed or if you've recently injured an area, or if you have any open skin, those kinds of things. You wouldn't use a lot of pressure there.
And just one more reminder that usually the most stubborn areas of the body where we have the most pain are not going to be super responsive to just one application. So we just encourage you to be diligent and be patient with the process and maybe visit these places a couple of days a week for a few weeks, and you'll notice significant results on the long term.
And I don't think this is a practice you'll have to drag yourself to. I think you really enjoy this practice.